For our next story, here's Mark.
We just heard about how the government abuses its power. Next, we have a story about who has power in a relationship and why. Are men and women equal? Not according to Hector.
This is a patriarchal society. There's a boyfriend and a girlfriend, right? And basically, the girl always goes around being the punching bag, and the guy's just punching and doing things to piss her off, i.e., go get me a soda. Why are you doing this? I want my soda. Go get me soda. No, I don't want to get you soda. They're fascists. They're modern-day Hitlers, only with girlfriends.
It's not just boyfriends abusing their girlfriends. Lots of men say that women are inferior to them. A teacher at Leanna's school says this all the time.
We were talking about chefs, and he said all the great chefs are men, and he was talking about all the good fashion designers are men. I don't think he really means it. I think he just says it, but it's probably just the way he grew up.
Perhaps things might change if a woman became president, like Hillary Clinton, but then again, maybe not.
If she becomes president, that means that she'll have more power. She'll be in charge, and men don't want that.
No shoes on, barefoot and pregnant. That's all they want. They want to keep
social
them.
Constructionism.
Yeah, whatever. That's what's up. It's like a man having a female boss. They wouldn't want that because they think they're better than because they're male. Like, you know, most males are in charge of the big things. Like, let's say a male president did something wrong. All the press that be like on him. But if a female did something wrong, it'd probably be a big thing. Like, they'd probably make it way out of proportion.
Yeah, that's the same thing as
how if a girl does something with a boy, like more than one boy, she's a hoe. But when a boy does something with a girl, like with mad girl, he's a pimp or, like he gets it. Like he knows what he's doing, whatever.
Why is our society sexist? Hector has one explanation.
Well, this is always going to be a patriarchal society because, well, not everybody in this country is Christian, but when it started, the USA was a Christian-based country. And in the Bible, it said man was created first. And that's why people think males rule everything, and they really don't. We rule things. Who cares if it's men or women?
Angela agrees. She says that the Bible blames Eve for eating the apple, the original sin that got humans booted from the Garden of Eden.
I believe this story, but I don't believe that it was all her fault.
Eve is the main problem.
And, like, the main thing I believe is that Adam, he made her do it. Like, he told her things that, oh, you need to get that or something's going to happen. Right, yeah, I think he tricked her, yeah. He's like, taste it first.
EJ points out that other women in the Bible are also portrayed badly.
They only mentioned two women I got out of the Bible, Mary, and then the other one, I forgot the lady's name.
Her name is Mary, too.
Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, she's a whole. And they only talk about her in the Bible. They don't talk about no other spiritual ladies, nothing like that, like all the saints. All the saints are men.
There's other religions besides Christianity, of course, but many of them also treat men and women differently. Leanna describes certain branches of Islam.
They make their woman dress, like, so heavily. The only thing you can see is their eyes because they think that men is going to try to take them and woman is their property. And I see that all the time.
But maybe religion makes no difference. I think it's human nature for people to exploit each other. People are manipulated every day, whether it's positive or negative way, but you don't have to be uneducated to be manipulated. Like, lawyers, they have a lot of education. And in court, they manipulate people, and they put things in people's head. And the people that they're manipulating also have education. Angela disagrees. For her, getting an education means everything.
The main thing that you can do to like, overcome the exploitation is education. Because if you're educated, you cannot be manipulated at any point in your life. If you're not educated, you don't know that you're being exploited. And if you do know, then you gotta do something about it.
What she was saying is true, but no matter how educated you are, everything goes back to your parents because you learn everything from your parents, and if your parents act a certain way, that's how you're going to act unless somebody tells you better. I think what we just need to do, I think that people just need to start respecting each other because you don't get nothing if you don't respect. So the boys need to start respecting the girls, and same with the girls. They just need to start respecting each other, and that's how we might change.
To me, it's all about you. Not to be conceited, but it's all about you. Everything lies in your hands. You change your future, you do what you, if you want to be a drug addict, you're going to be a drug addict. If you want to make money, do your thing, you make money, do your thing. If you want to marry Chris Brown, you marry Chris Brown.